So what do you do when you need money now, but your business is not profitable yet? This is what I want to dive into today, and I want to share with you some thoughts and patterns of thinking that have changed for me over the past few weeks, because it's important to acknowledge that there is this middle part of running a business. The part between getting started or launching and the part where you're consistently bringing in income. I'm Heidi Marinell, and I'm on a mission to spotlight incredible female-owned small businesses who've conquered the business world on their terms. Together, we're diving into the stories of real, relatable women who've turned their passions into thriving businesses. I'm a small-town mom with a passion to break free from the ordinary and provide you with new, specific, and downright revolutionary business ideas. I'm interviewing women who've dared to dream differently and have turned their passions into profit. The best news? They've got fresh ideas that can ignite your passion and creativity. No more vague top 10 lists of business ideas that lead nowhere. I believe in dreams with real substance, and I want to provide you with inspiration that leaves you thinking, I can do this too. Whether you're itching to start your own venture or craving a fresh twist on your existing business, your go-to source for inspiration is here. Welcome to Her Business Rocks. Hello and welcome. My name is Heidi Marinell. I am the host of this podcast, and I'm so glad you're here today because we're going to do things a little differently. Normally, I interview a female small business owner, and we talk about all things to do with her business. But today, I wanted to talk with you about something that's been impacting me in my own businesses and really brought a change and a mindset shift that I've had over the past week. So today I want to share with you what that mindset shift is and how it's been impacting me in changing the way that I'm thinking. But before I get into that, I just want to keep it real and share with you a work from home fail that happened to me yesterday morning. And I don't even know that fail is the right word for it, because when it happened, it was beyond my control. But I'm here to create a sense of solidarity in those of us working from home. So yesterday morning, I'm signing into Zoom for a 9 a.m. meeting, and it was a co-working session for a business that I help out with. And there were six of us lovely ladies on this meeting. And to start off our co-working session, we give a quick share about what we're working on. Just kind of gives us some accountability, and we can tell when we've made progress over the 2 hours that we're online together. Well, some of you know, but for those of you who don't know, my family has three dogs, all doodles. We have a golden doodle and two sheep-a-doodles. So the dogs are used to going to work with mom, and that's in quotes, right? They know in the morning when I head up the stairs with my glass of water that I'm about to open the office door, and it's a very exciting time because they have toys and things in my office that they really only play with while I'm in there during the day. So every day it's like, oh, it's time to play with the toys. So there's a lot of excitement. So here I am on this Zoom call, and the ladies are sharing what they're working on. And if you know on the Zoom screen, you know, everybody has their own square. So I'm focused on the person talking, you know, watching her in her square. And it just happened to glance, something caught my eye over in the corner of my square. And I see my dog starting to squat. You guys, I have never whipped my head around so fast. Like, is this really happening right now? And yes, indeed, it was happening. You guys, I was mortified, absolutely mortified. The only thing I could do was lean way over to the left to try to block as much of the scene as possible. I mean, it was so funny and yet mortifying at the same time. So everyone's sharing, talking about these nice things they're doing. And I'm agreeing along and I'm leaning over and yep, everything's good here. And then as soon as everyone muted their sound and got to work on their projects, you better believe I turned off my camera as fast as I could and then dealt with the aftermath. So Working from home has its pros and its cons. Definitely some cons you don't deal with if you're going into work at a traditional office. But there are also so many good things you don't have the freedom to do when you do have to report in. I don't know what funny or mortifying things have happened to you, but just know you're not alone. And even if your dog goes to the bathroom in the background of your Zoom meeting, you'll be okay. We're all in this together, and we know what it's like to have the unexpected happen when you're working from home. That's life, and it's beautiful and not so beautiful at the same time. So why do I share this story? Because building a business is hard work, and many times it's very unglamorous. We pour our heart and soul into building a business we're passionate about, and quite often it takes a while to see any return for our work, whether that's financial return, growing your email list, trying to grow your social media following. It all takes time and consistency. So what do you do when you need money now, but your business is not profitable yet? This is what I want to dive into today, and I want to share with you some thoughts and patterns of thinking that have changed for me over the past few weeks, because it's important to acknowledge that there is this middle part of running a business. The part between getting started or launching and the part where you're consistently bringing in income. And I'm talking about income that you actually get to take home and is contributed to your household income, not talking about just covering your expenses. What do we do when we need to spend the time building our business, but we also need to earn income now? I was talking with my dear friend Becky Kapitsky from The Inspired Business earlier this week about some of my frustrations, and frankly, I was feeling really down about a few things. She spoke some words of wisdom and encouragement to me that she had learned from one of her previous business coaches, and these insights were helpful to her. She shared them with me, and I want to share them with you today. Now, none of these things that I'm going to tell you are groundbreaking new ideas or insights, but I was thinking about things all wrong, and the mindset change I've had this past week has really encouraged me, and I hope that it can encourage you as well. So, as I mentioned a few minutes ago, there is this messy middle time of business, the time between starting the business and actually earning a decent income from the business. So many people give in this in-between stage, and I get it. People give up. I completely understand why. It's hard. It's hard to keep going when you don't see much return on the time and effort you're putting into your business. There are startup costs. Most businesses grow slowly to begin with, and then you reach a point where things really take off. So that middle time is very unsettling. Is this going to work? Do I have the patience to let my business grow when I don't have the time to be patient? This is the point where we have to make a decision. Either we're going to move full speed ahead into the business, believing it's going to succeed and doing what it takes to get there, or we're going to tiptoe toward it and be uncertain and paralyzed by the idea that this might not work. That's a choice we have to make. Guess which choice leads to better outcomes? Here's what hit me in a new and different way this past week. You can't focus and do your best work when you're stressed about money. You have to take care of the money stress first, or your business will not succeed. Now, what do I mean by that? You can't just sit there hoping and praying that something you said or did is going to go viral and solve all your problems. For the majority of us, that doesn't work. That doesn't happen. So the first thing that needs to happen in order to grow your business and be able to enjoy it without pressure is to take that financial stress off yourself. So how are you going to do that? What can you fall back on to help yourself get through this time? It's not ideal to take on other work when you feel like it's a full-time job just building your business, right? You have your email inbox, you're trying to grow your email list, there's lead magnets, landing pages, websites, trying to be consistent, provide value on social media. Then there's the actual product or service you're offering. So there's keeping up with sales, improving your product, listening to your customer input. There's all these things. But if you can't meet your financial obligations, you're not going to end up having a business anyway. So as much as I don't necessarily want to go back to doing freelance work, right now I'm in this exact situation. So I am taking on new projects to help cover the bills during this time. Now, of course, this is not a new idea, and I've taken on plenty of extra work and freelance jobs before. But here's the mindset shift. In the past, I had always separated these extra jobs from my business. It felt like completely different work, and I didn't feel like it was contributing to my new business and my passions in the way that I wanted to. I would feel resentful about these other projects because I had to take them on, and I would dread the work time. I know I'm not alone in feeling this way. But here's the thing. Even though taking on this other work may feel completely separate and distant from what you really want to be doing, this other work is your business. This work is funding your business so you can keep it going. You're doing what you have to do to make ends meet in order to keep going in your business. Even if you have to spend 80% of your time on this other work, while you only get to spend 20% on the actual tasks to grow your new business, it's all part of your business. This doesn't make your new business a hobby. This work is funding your business. It's still a business, and you need to think of it all that way. My mind was absolutely blown when she said this to me because I had never let the two ideas connect. I had always kept them very separate in my mind. And that's where that resentment and, quite frankly, a lot of fatigue would settle in. I would have thoughts of, well, I'm never going to have time to work my business because I have to do all this other work, and this is just the way it is. I would go in these cycles of thinking, right? Wanting something more, starting something. Oh, now we need more finances, so I have to take on other work I don't want to do. And I would let the new business go because it wasn't earning money fast enough. But what I've seen in myself, even just over the past week since changing my thinking, is that I'm more excited to sit down and get to work every day, no matter what the project is. Everything I'm doing is allowing me to keep building my business. And that's what we want. So, how do I ensure I have time for both outside work to fund my business and the tasks of actually growing the business? I schedule my business hours first. I plug in my freelance work then to fill in the gaps. So, if this is something you would do, start with the bare minimums to keep going in your business. If you devote the first hour of your day to tasks associated with actively operating and growing your business, you will still have the rest of the day for other projects to bring in steady income. 1 hour is better than no hours. Maybe you have more time, maybe you have less time. But schedule that time first because that will energize you and keep you excited to get to work each day. I like to schedule that small business time first each day because once I get going on other projects, other things pop up or things happen that derail my day. But if I know I'm doing contracted work that I have to fulfill, I will still somehow make it happen and get all those tasks done. But if I start my day off with the freelance work and I try to do my own business stuff at the end of the day, inevitably I end up running out of time or I am exhausted. And day after day, my passion project just sits there gathering dust and I start to resent the other work and the old pattern continues. Maybe you're the same way. So schedule your most important work tasks first and get those done so that you can keep making progress. And eventually you'll be able to let go of the extra projects and the jobs and work the business like you've been dreaming of full time. Remember, it's all building your business. There are just different sections of your business that have to be worked on at different times. I hope this mindset encourages you today as it did for me. I hope it helps you continue to push through that hard middle Or maybe it's just the slower months of your business. But all the work is funding your business. So treat it as such. As I leave you with these thoughts today, I hope you're encouraged that you're not alone. If you're enjoying this podcast, we would love it if you would take a minute to leave us a 5-star rating and write a review on Apple Podcasts. It takes just a few seconds, and every time you leave a 5-star rating, it boosts our show's visibility and helps us secure fantastic guests who we can learn from and encourage together. For complete show notes on my thoughts today, you can visit herbusinessrocks.com. That's all for today, and I look forward to seeing you back here next week. Bye for now. Thank you for listening to Her Business Rocks. Be sure to visit herbusinessrocks.com to get bonus content, show notes, and to sign up for our weekly newsletter. And if you enjoy this podcast, we'd love for you to subscribe and leave us a review on iTunes. As always, we appreciate your support, and we'll see you next time for more Her Business Rocks.